Prepare yourself. In Jude, verse 21, we're told, keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, unto life for the age. Day by day and hour by hour, we're exhorted to abide in him, and he will lead and guide, and the way you're to go will open. Just remain under the shadow of his wing, and keep yourself under the covering of his skirt. Hide yourself in the cleft of the rock, and rest, and abide, and wait. But this must not be a fruitless abiding, and this must not be a treading of water or a beating of time. Discipline yourself in the word of truth, and never neglect those seasons of prayer and praise and thanksgiving. Those periods of sweet repose in his arms are refreshing to the soul. Those moments of communion with the Father bring health and wholeness. That time you spend in the Word will build up your strength. That session you remain on your knees before his throne will lift you up. My soldiers must be prepared for the battle. My instruments must be sharpened and ready for use. My children must open their hearts to hear my voice and obey my word. So discipline and perfect yourself and welcome my chastening. And don't balk at the training session that comes your way. Each is designed for your effectiveness as my witness on earth. All are intended to train you to carry out my plans and purposes. They are purposed to prepare and present you as an overcomer, overcoming the world, the flesh, the law, and the devil. So keep yourself in the love of God, and watch, and wait in keen anticipation for the soon return of the Lord Jesus. May we not be found wanting, but ready, prepared, waiting.